Hello, this is Catherine Kellgren, narrator of the Bloody Jack series of audiobooks. I'm speaking with the author of these marvelous tales, L.A. Meyer. Welcome, Lou.
Hi, Katie. I'm very glad to be here.
So pleased you could participate in this. It's very exciting. Lou, I think our listeners would love to hear about the inspiration for your main character, Mary Jackie Faber, and her seafaring journeys. What can you tell us about her?
Well, back in the year 2000, I was in my workshop doing some artwork and listening to a program of Celtic folk music on our local radio station. And the host played a long string of ballads that all featured a young girl dressing up as a boy and following her lover off to sea and off to war. Songs like Canada D.I.O., The Handsome Cabin Boy, and especially Jackaroo. These songs generally end up with the girl being quickly found out and threatened with being thrown overboard, which is a concern of Jackie's a lot, you'll recall.
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
But eventually marrying the boy or the captain. At the time, it occurred to me to wonder what life would have been like for a very young girl who went off to join the British Royal Navy disguised as a boy, but not to follow a lover or a boyfriend or whatever, but merely to eat regular and have a place to stay, she being an orphan starving on the streets of London. What would it take for her to pull this deception off for a long time? What if she went through the changes of adolescence while being on board a ship in the company of 400 or so rather rough men and boys without having a clue of what is happening to her? What if she has to do dangerous duty, cannons and battles and cannonballs and all that stuff? And what if she falls in love with one of the boys and cannot tell him that she's a girl? Oh. Now,
yes.
You might find instances of girls in literature of girls cross-dressing, but I bet you won't find one of a girl joining the Royal Navy.